with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters reporting. Both President Trump and billionaire Elon Musk appeared in the Oval Office today extolling their efforts to cut federal spending. Musk is defending the work of his government efficiency office.
It's just common sense. It's not draconian or radical, I think. It's really just saying, let's look at each of these expenditures and say, is this actually in the best interest of the people? And if it is, it's approved. If it's not, we should think about it.
President Trump says Musk and his team have already uncovered a large amount of wasteful government spending.
Tens of billions of dollars that we've already found. And now a judge who's an activist judge wants to try and stop us from doing this. Why? Why would they want to do that? I campaigned on this. I campaigned on the fact that I said government is corrupt.
The Trump administration has secured the release of an American who had been jailed in Russia for more than 3 years. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
American teacher Mark Fogel was released by Russia and left the country accompanied by President Trump's special envoy Steve Witkoff. The White House National Security Advisor said the U.S. and Russia negotiated an exchange, but did not say if the U.S. released anybody in return. Fogel was arrested in August 2021 and was serving a 14-year prison term. His family and supporters said he was traveling with medically prescribed marijuana. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The first phase of the ceasefire between Israel and Hamas is supposed to last 6 weeks. But 3 weeks in, both Israel and Hamas are accusing each other of violating the deal, and Hamas's threat to delay freeing more hostages has prompted Israel to prepare to resume fighting if needed. On Wall Street, the Dow by 123 points, the Nasdaq dropped 70. This is SRN News. Teenagers are interested in Jesus.
According to research by the Barna Group, a Christian polling organization, 77% of teens in this country say they are motivated to find out more about Christ. 7% aren't sure. That's good news for the future of the country and indicates that adolescents are an important mission field for the church. Barna says, quote, Generation Z tends to believe there's something out there more powerful than them, but many remain hesitant to embrace religion. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
President Trump announced the establishment of a White House faith office led by Paula White Kane, a longtime pastor in the independent charismatic world. An early supporter of Trump's 2016 presidential bid, she led his Faith and Opportunity Initiative in 2019, advising faith-based organizations on ways to partner with the federal government. Observers point out that most previous presidents have had one. This is SRN News. New York hotels are on the DOGE radar.
Elon Musk says the Department of Government Efficiency found out on Monday that the Federal Emergency Management Agency sent payments of $59 million last week to luxury hotels in New York City to house illegal immigrants. Musk is now demanding that the Department of Homeland Security take steps to recoup those funds. Musk wrote on X, quote, sending this money violated the law and is in gross insubordination to the president's executive order. That money is meant for American disaster relief, and instead, it's being spent on high-end hotels for illegals, end quote. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
Wisconsin's top education official faces challengers on the right and left as she runs for re-election. Republican-backed school choice advocate Brittany Kinzer and rural school superintendent Jeff Wright hope to beat Superintendent Jill Underley. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.